Fans of Sarah Palin waited in line all day in Grand Rapids, Michigan. They wanted a chance to see the former vice presidential candidate turned author. Palin was signing copies of her book, Going Rogue. NPR's David Shaper was there to watch.
The area of western Michigan around Grand Rapids has long been a Republican stronghold, best known as the hometown of President Gerald Ford.
I think Gerald Ford was known as a more moderate Republican. Decent, fair, unassuming.
And more pragmatic than ideological, says Glenn Barkin, a political science professor at Aquinas College in Grand Rapids. But that doesn't mean it's not a prime location for Sarah Palin. Just ask 81-year-old Jean Dahlman.
I think she's an honest person. I think she tells it like it is. I just think she's a super person. And she has the Lord now, too, and that makes the difference.
While many Republicans in this part of Michigan have voted for moderate candidates, it's also home to a sizable number of evangelical Christians who have moved the GOP here to the right. So it's little surprise to find people like Dahlman and her 72-year-old sister, Rachel Berriger, patiently waiting in line in this shopping mall since 6 a.m. for a book signing that didn't begin until 12 hours later.
She really loves America. She could be your next door neighbor and probably just be a common person.
And she believes in right to life.
College students Chris Contreras and Angela Colley want more than just a book from Sarah Palin. They want a presidential candidate.
Everything she does is honest up front. I don't think you can say that about any other politicians right now.
I like that she's speaking up for like all the conservative values that we need right now in our country, and so she's a good role model as well.
When Palin arrived in her Going Rogue bus that's painted to look like her book cover, she addressed a crowd of a few hundred admirers waiting outside of the mall here.
There's just something about Michigan. I couldn't wait to get back to Michigan. Alaska and Michigan, so much in common with the hunting and the fishing and the hockey moms. And just the hard-working, patriotic Americans who are here.
Inside the Barnes & Noble bookstore, Palin signed books for 2 hours. Hundreds of people didn't get in, but few seemed disappointed. Even one Obama supporter came away impressed. 25-year-old Amanda Leanne Brunzel interned in the local Obama campaign office last year. But she stood in line all day to meet Palin and get a book signed for her father, a Palin backer, who couldn't go.
She's a little wet behind the ears, but I think that she could make a very wonderful president one day.
Few others at this book signing could find anything to dislike about Palin, who continues her book tour today in similar Midwestern conservative strongholds that appear to be carefully chosen to both maximize sales and test the waters with the GOP base. David Shaper, NPR News in Grand Rapids, Michigan.